This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello and welcome to this edition of LabCast. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by one of the greatest sales influencers, Lori Richardson. For those of you who don't know Lori, she's a blogger, speaker, inside sales trainer, and B2B sales detective for Score More Sales, a sales strategy organization that she founded in 2001. Lori also is one of the top 25 sales influencers that we named at the beginning of the year. Hey, Lori, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be here.
So what I would love to talk with you today is something that's a little bit timely since the holidays are approaching, end of year is approaching. The question that I think is on some people's mind is, if you're in sales, you know, how do you get ready for the end of the year? How do you optimize? Because it's kind of crunch time, right? You want to hit your annual sales goals, but the holidays are coming. People are busy. You know, what's the best way to do that? And so to kind of stick off that conversation, I'm wondering, you know, what kind of impact do you typically see that holidays have on sales?
Wow. It's a great topic. It's one that has been talked about recently by a lot of people I know and a lot of sales leaders. You know, I think it's just keeping the momentum going. And for the people that might not hit their quota by the end of the year, we don't want them to give up. You know, we don't want them to write off the rest of the time. We want to make sure that they can start, you know, be working on high value items that are going to help them sell, in the very near future.
Sure. I was actually reading something today. It was kind of interesting. It said that the holidays are the time to check in, not check out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, just think about, I think about my own circumstances and the people around me personally. You know, they're scheduling trips and or they have family coming in. There's all sorts of extra personal things. And, you know, as a sales leader, you have to be a little sensitive to it and also help keep people structured.
Right. So what do you see then as sort of the main challenges and opportunities that this sort of time of year presents?
I think it's an excellent time for leadership to shine, to help keep people focused on the task at hand, both right now and the continued long-term goals of the team and the company. Does that make sense?
Sure. So can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah. Understand that people are going to be a little squirrely and, you know, try and incorporate maybe a little more fun. And I've seen teams that have done that well. Be a little more lighthearted as you can be. And also keep people focused on, you know, here's our number. You know, we're trying for these many meetings to be set up in January. One of the best things about the end of the year is that most people are very willing to meet with you or talk with you after the holidays. So if you're not in a dire straits to close business by December 31st, get those meetings set now so that you can come back from the holidays and have 8 or 10, you know, meetings and webcasts and whatever scheduled already.
And so you had mentioned a minute ago something I just wanted to go back to, sort of the importance of being creative at this time of year with your, you know, trying to motivate people and keep the momentum. Can you give us some examples of some of the best instances of that you've seen?
Yeah, I like when people have, they reward their people in ways that aren't just gifts or, you know, people like gifts and spiffs and things like that, but giving people a couple hours off early for maybe the most productive salesperson, which you should be able to track through your CRM and other ways, you know, assuming that you are measuring performance in some way. So surprise people, and it's amazing how it will get the other people around them to say, I want 2 hours off, you know, I'm going to try harder next week or tomorrow.
Sure. Are there any sort of specific pitfalls that you see people fall into at this time of year?
Well, I think people just, like you said, they just kind of space out. They just produce lower as a human being. You know, we people get overwhelmed and they forget that, you know, there are opportunities to reach people almost every day of the year. And And for the people that say, oh, well, you know, my prospects are gone or they're taking off, some people will say, you know, I'm only going to reach half the people I normally do. Well, there's still people to be reached and talked to. And it's actually a very good time to get a hold of people who are kind of getting organized and, you know, cleaning things up for the end of the year.
Sure. Any other tips or suggestions that you have for our listeners about really how to close those year-end sales?
Well, you know, I don't like tricks and short-term closing. You know, it's not something that you do to someone. It's a process. So if I'm not ready to buy, probably you're not going to find a way to get me to be a buyer today. Mm. You know, there's nothing worse than someone that says, hey, you know, my sales manager gave me some extra leeway to close this deal. I just do not like that at all. So instead, let's have a relationship where, you know, it's going to happen by the end of the year just because you've kind of set the stage for that process to take place. If you haven't done that ahead of time and it's not clear to me what's going on, it might not work by the end of the year. So it may not happen.
Right. Another thing that you had mentioned is that, you know, a lot of people are really happy to meet you after the holidays, which will give you a really nice sort of start into the new year. Are there other things that people can do to really kind of use this time of year to get ramped up for the new year?
Absolutely. I love this time of year for getting more organized. And there are old school examples and new school examples. So an old school example would be, you know, it's a great time to phone strategic partners, people that can refer you business on an ongoing basis. It's a great time to write a short handwritten note to a coworker, somebody in marketing, or, you know, the people that write the paychecks, that process payroll. You know, those things we don't normally think about. And the new school stuff is, you know, working on the metrics. If you're the sales leader, get your leads process organized. You know, read the Open View blog that might be piling up in your inbox.
Right.
And you know, this is a really good time to pick a project like that and say, you know what, we're going to get this fixed and make it a you know, 5-day, 3-day, you know, 2-week process. I think it's a great time to do those things.
No, that's really great advice. I appreciate that. Thank you. So
yeah.
Before I let you go today, I just wanted you to give the listeners of our podcast just some information about you. Where can they follow you, get in touch with you, all that good stuff?
Oh, thank you. They can find me at scoremoresales.com. I'm on Twitter at scoremoresales. And pretty much if you just Google me, I turn up all over the place on the web. We love for people to comment on the blog. We love feedback. And we actually will create new posts based on comments that people make. So that's always a nice thing.
Fantastic. Well, Lori, happy holidays to you. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
Take care.
Bye.